Thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking again day after day. Thank you because our feet can move, our hands can move, our eyes can see, our ears can hear. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for all your goodness and benevolence towards us. Father, as a church, we say thank you. Thank you for every family in TCRC. Thank you for the men. Thank you for the women. Thank you for the children. Thank you for the youth. Thank you for those who are promoted this year. Thank you for those who are trusting you for their promotion. Thank you for those who were married this year. Thank you for those who still will marry this year. Thank you for those who gave birth this year. Thank you for those that will still give birth this year. Thank you for those you have healed. Thank you for those you are going to heal. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you for safety. Thank you for fighting our battles, both seen and unseen battles. Lord, we are grateful. And as a church this morning, Father, we return the praise to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for FMC Kefi. Thank you for the leadership of this center. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, O God, whom you are raising, our Father, even to place over the hem of affair of this center. Father, we give you thanks. Thank you for all our patients. None of them shall die. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because the remaining days of this year shall be full of testimony. You are clothing us with a garment of favor. Take all the glory, Lord. Take all the praise, Lord. Thank you for this morning. As we praise you over and over again, Father, let the wonders of praise be our portion. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Before we sit, please, Psalm 67 and verse 5. Let's read it together. One to go. Verse 5. One to go. And somebody will shout, praise the Lord. Now, I want you to look at somebody very straight. Look at the person very well. This time, you are permitted to look at the person up and down. You know that kind of... look at the person up and down. Tell the person, you look fantamaglorious. Tell the person, I don't know, you look so delicious. Tell the person, in fact, you are sweet. Praise God. Somebody shout, glory! Shake hands with that person and let the person, and take your seat. God bless you. Amen. This God is a good God. If it's not good, let me see you. You know God is not good. Amen. All those that have come in for the first time, please, we encourage you to wait behind. And secretary, always tell them, if they have worship on Wednesday and today is their first day on Sunday. I know that there are some people that today is their first day on Sunday. But because they have come on Wednesday, they did not stand. So you also please wait behind. And God will bless you as you do that in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is our mid-year Thanksgiving. If you were part of the prayer and fasting, can I see you? Can I see you wave to Jesus? You partook of the prayer and fasting. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Those that did not partake, next time, please join us. And the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Your miracle will be outstanding. Amen. Your testimony will be resounding. Amen. And all flesh shall come to hear your testimony. Amen. And this morning we are looking at, let the people praise you, O Lord. Let all the earth praise God. And the Bible said, let the living do what? Talk to me now. You know Bible. Let the living do what? Let the living praise the Lord. The way people are looking beautiful today. So answer beautiful. Hallelujah. In fact, today you must snap picture. Praise the Lord. Bro Lama. Where's Bro Lama? Where's the media? Make sure you snap everybody one picture before they leave church. Praise God. In fact, the women are even looking very Caucasian. And the men are looking fantastic. Praise God. I think women leader, women should take group picture, ba. Eh? Yes. You rarely see them with this traditional attire. In fact, as I'm here now, I'm feeling as if I should remove what I'm wearing. But I'll wait for that picture first. Eh? Imagine me wearing this one, president wearing that. We must take picture together. He said, let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. I will be talking very briefly this morning. Very briefly. I want to just share with us on what we just read. Let the people praise thee. What is praise? Sometimes we come to church, we get so used to some words that sometimes we fail to actually ask their real meaning. And sometimes we feel we really, really know this stuff. But we just discover that at a point that you don't really know it. One day, my son asked me a question, the meaning of a particular word in English, a very common word. And I was looking, how do I explain this word actually? What word will I use to say this is the meaning of this word? But you see, it happens like that. Because sometimes you get so used to some things that you don't know that actually, I don't know this thing, but I've been using it over and over again. Just like praise. In church, we talk about praise. We talk about thanksgiving. And we talk about singing. We talk about worship. We use this word so often. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's thank God. And so many of those stuff. In fact, I want us to celebrate our choir. Put your hands together for the choir. Ah, this choir is wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You know, I have gone to programs. I have been in churches. I have had seen different choirs minister. And sometimes when they say, we should come and praise God, what they sing is not praise. But this choir is unique. You know what it means to sing praise. Praise the Lord. You know what it means to sing praise. You go to places, instead of them to praise God, they are praying. There are prayers that are prayer. I mean, there are songs that are prayers. There are songs that are praises. In fact, there are some songs that are lamentation. You sing the song, you are lamenting, and you say you are praising God. No, you are not. So I want to share with us briefly, let's look at what praise is. And for you to really understand praise, you must go to the root of it. And I discovered that in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, there are seven Hebrew words that are used to describe praise. So it's not every place you see praise that means the same thing in scripture. There are some scripture you see the word praise, but it means totally different thing from what you are doing. Some praise does not require singing. Yeah. You say, how can you praise without singing? Yes. You can praise without actually singing. And you can sing without what? Without praising. So there are seven Hebrew words that are used to describe praise in the Old Testament. But because of our time, I've restricted myself to just three. So I will share with us just three of them, and then we'll wrap it up, and then we'll do our thanksgiving. The first is halal. H-A-L-L-A-L. Halal. Halal is the most common word for praise in the Old Testament. This word simply means to boast or brag about God. Even to the point of appearing foolish. To boast about God, to brag about God, to dance before God, to rave about God, even to the point that men will see you and think you are foolish. Halal. Media, quickly. Give me Psalm 63, verse 3 to 4. Psalm 63, verse 3 to 4. It said, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall halal thee. Next verse. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. The word praise there means halal. It means I will make boast of God. I will rave about God. I will celebrate him. So to praise God means to boast about him.
say great and lofty things about him. Bible talked about David when they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. And the Bible said David praised God and his outer garments fell off. He so praised God that his wife looked at him and said, look at this one, a king, bringing himself to look so foolish. This morning you are going to halal God. So when you are praising God, you make boast of him. You tell him who he is. That is praise. You are bigger, bigger than David. You are greater. That's how to praise him. You make boast of him. You are bigger than the biggest. You are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. You are wiser than the wisest. You are stronger than the strongest. You are mightier than the mightiest. That is why you are called the Almighty. You make boast of him. You are richer than the richest. You make boast of him. He is the head of principalities. Thrones and dominions bow before him. The creator of the heavens and the earth. That is to halal God. How many people are ready to give him a halal praise this morning? You want to boast about your God. Hallelujah. You make boast of God. Give me Psalm 34 verse 2. Psalm 34, quickly verse 2. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Some boast because of what they have. Some boast because of their status. Some boast because of their educational qualification. Some boast because of their bank account. Some boast because of their connection. But my soul will make boast in the Lord. Boasting about God is a right kind of boast. Tell somebody I will boast in the Lord. There's that song they used to say, I'm bouncing in the Lord. You remember that song? You will start bouncing in him. And you will be boasting in him. The second word is toda. T-O-D-A-H. Toda. Toda means to shout or to address with a loud voice. To shout or to address with a loud voice. Toda praise involves an attitude of gratitude for God's promised deliverance, even while we are still in need. Toda is a kind of praise you give to God before the miracle happens. So it's like praising God in advance. That's the kind of praise that Paul and Silas gave to him. It's a toda praise. You praise him in advance. There's a songwriter say, I'll praise you in the storm. I will lift my hands. You are who you are. You praise him in the midst of the storm. That's a total kind of praise. You praise him when you are still trusting him for a miracle. You praise him even when you know your enemies are coming against you. You praise him even when things look so impossible. You praise him in advance. That's a total kind of praise. You say, Lord, I'm waiting, but I'm praising you. I am in the prison, yet will I praise you. Even when all things around me seem to fall apart, yet will I praise you. Oh, one of the prophets caught this revelation in Habakkuk. He said, even when the fields will not bring forth fruits, even when there will be no fruit on the vine, he said, yet will I praise God. Times will come when you are going through some challenges of life. That is not a time to complain. That is not a time to run helter-skelter. It's a time to praise God in advance. And when you praise him in advance, God will show up in the midst of your crisis. Praise God. Nobody goes to war and carries a group of singers. You go to war, what do you carry? A group of what? Soldiers with good ammunition. But when it comes to this King of Kings we are talking about this morning, when you're going to war and he's the one leading you, you go with a group of singers. And when singers start singing, you will know that praise is stronger than atomic bomb.
Bible says when they began to sing and to praise God in the prison, it said the prison doors, their chains broke. Everybody who is in prison this morning, whatever prison it is, like we spoke on Friday, as we praise God today, your chains are broken. As we praise God today, the Lord is bringing you out of that prison of sickness, that prison of depression, that prison of oppression. Whatever it is, God will bring you out in the name of Jesus. That is what total praise does. Total is praising God in anticipation of your victory or deliverance. Praising God in anticipation of your victory or deliverance. That is total praise. Number three, I love this. The third word for praise is Tehillah. Maybe a lot of you have heard this one. Tehillah. T-E-H-I-L-L-A-H. Tehillah. Tehillah praise means to sing aloud to the Lord. Sing aloud. Don't just keep quiet. Shout to him. Sing with a voice of triumph unto God. That's Tehillah. When we are giving God Tehillah praise, we don't keep quiet about it. We sing aloud. We celebrate. We beat our drums. And we jump. And we sing. And make boast of him in his presence. And this morning, we are going to give him a Tehillah praise. We are going to sing aloud with our voices. We are going to dance before him. And we are going to celebrate his goodness together. If you believe it, let me hear you say amen. That's Tehillah. Psalm 40 verse 3, quickly. Psalm 40 verse 3. And hold Psalm 22 verse 3. Psalm 40 verse 3. He said, and he had put a new song in my mouth, even Tehillah unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Tehillah praise brings fear to your enemies. When you praise God this morning in the way he wants you to praise him, all your enemies will be defeated. Amen. Praise is a weapon of war. It confiscates your enemy. It puts them in terrible disarray that they don't know what you are doing and they just cannot fathom it. That's the healer. Psalm 22 verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the Tehillah of Israel. O thou that inhabitest. When you sing Tehillah to God, he comes down to enjoy it. He inhabits it. It is there. What is habitation? At least at this more biology. Habitat means a place where organisms live, right? So to inhabit means where you stay. Your home. Your habitation. So God stays in an atmosphere. Praise. So when you give him Tehillah, he comes down to that atmosphere and Sama. When God steps down, every chain breaks off. When God steps down, you can no longer be in captivity. And God cannot visit you and your life remain the same. Somebody is receiving a visitation of God this morning. But you have to give him Tehillah. You have to praise him this morning. That's the praise we are going to give to him this morning. Exodus chapter 15 as we wrap up. Verse 1 and 2. Exodus 15, 1 and 2. He said, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider had he thrown into the sea. Verse 2. The Lord is my strength and song. He is become my salvation. That is deliverance. He is my God. And I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God. And I will exalt him. The habitation is preparing for God. It's called Tehillah. He will prepare him and give him praise. And look at what happens in verse 3. Verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. Everybody say, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Give us verse 4. Pharaoh's chariots and his host has he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in this Red Sea. I decree over somebody this morning, as you praise God this morning, your pursuers will be destroyed. Those after your life will be drowned in the sea of life in the name of Jesus Christ. As they gave him Tehillah, all the captains of and the armies of Pharaoh were drowned in the Red Sea. As you praise him this morning, the Lord is taking over your battle. Amen. I say God is taking over your battle. Amen. When we praise God, it provokes the wonders of God. Praises provoke the wonders of God. When you give God quality praise, it provokes his wonder. It makes God to step into your situation. It brings God into that problem that looks as though it is so bad that nothing can change it. When God steps in, that bad situation turns around. Why? Because the Almighty cannot visit you and your life remain the same. But if you want him to visit you, Sama, you need to give him quality praise. And this morning, we are going to give him quality praise. If you are with me, say amen. We are going to start by giving him a quality shout of hallelujah. Can I hear you shout a thunderous hallelujah? We are coming up. Now, can I hear the women shout a thunderous hallelujah? That is better. Where are the men? The men are here. The men are not missing. Can I hear the men? Give him a thunderous hallelujah. That's quality. All the children in the house, can I hear you say hallelujah? And can I hear the entire church say praise the Lord? Amen. Father, as we praise you this morning, chains are broken. As we praise you this morning, burdens are lifted. As we praise you this morning, sicknesses are healed. As we praise you this morning, the irreversible is being reversed. As we praise you this morning, the impossible is made possible. As we praise you this morning, mountains are being leveled in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, as we praise you, accept our praises, inhabit our praises, and let your name be glorified. Somebody shout, glory! Put your hands for God. Hallelujah.